USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. Talking from the Roosevelt Room, President Biden talks on the removal of an ISIS leader in Syria overnight.
Operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia. And thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more.
Haji Abdullah took his own life and people in his home with a suicide explosion. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A convicted school shooter and murderer from nearly 4 years ago has his sentencing delayed.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Army said Wednesday will immediately begin discharging soldiers who have refused to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine, putting more than 3,300 service members at risk of being discharged soon. The Army's announcement makes it the final military to lay out its discharge policy for vaccine refusers. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
As the President and the Attorney General visit New York City today to discuss the crime wave running rampant in the Big Apple, former NYPD Lieutenant Darren Porcher on Fox Business says this is merely a distraction to the root cause. Soft on crime, district attorneys not holding criminals accountable.
I think this is a troubling trend, and we need to do something about it. We need to interdict it immediately. When we speak in the wake of Joe Biden coming to the city of New York and having a meeting with the governor and the mayor in connection with gun crimes, I think that this is more of a distraction, because what you're going to hear is the introduction of gun control laws. But we have the toughest gun control laws on the books in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. However, the common denominator is we have district attorneys that are not willing to uphold the rule of law. You have to enforce the laws on the books. Don't focus on gun control. Joe Biden is running around with his hair on fire in the wake of the up-and-coming midterm elections, and he's looking to get information out there as if he's standing towards public safety, but that's not the case. Our fallen comrades in the NYPD are prime examples of the crime control strategies not working.
The nation's first stretch of road to wirelessly charge electric vehicles while they're in motion on the highway will begin testing next year in Detroit. Electrion Wireless, an Israeli company whose plug-free charging infrastructure is already being tested in Europe, will deploy its first U.S. pilot in Detroit, Michigan's Central District. USA Radio News.